Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, the clock has been ticking forever on the opening of the Northumberland Detour, and it has happened. And we've got it live!
Oh my God, it's open!
So what are you going to do? What, are you going to camp out there all day?
Yes. I had to stop, and I know that I'm like 5 minutes late, but I had to
or 15.
Call in to tell you what a historic moment this is, Tom.
It is a historic moment. We got the, daily item news alert yesterday.
But we did.
But it was worded. The wording is kind of crazy because the word temporary, came in there. Now, I am so ecstatic that it's open, as are you. However, it mentioned that it's temporary because of Pine Knotter Days. Does that mean we go back to a detour after Pine Knotter Days?
Okay. I pulled over to talk to you. I'm literally sitting just past the underpass. I'm looking at the construction sign, and it says it resumes on July 8th.
Yeah, so what the heck does that mean?
I don't know. Is the underpass going to be closed again?
Don't give us the greatest gift ever and then snatch it away.
There were people driving towards me this morning. I turned left.
I turned left off the Edison and Packer Bridge.
I turned left. I got goosebumps. Literally, this is the best day of my life.
I think you should go Facebook Live right now.
I don't know. Because I forgot to plug my phone in overnight, and I'm at, 13% battery.
Darn it! So you can't do a Facebook Live under the railroad overpass?
I mean, I can if you want. I can try.
I think you should do it, and we should, and everybody should go there. I think we should go there. There are people waking up right now that want to share this with Laura.
It's so foggy, though. Honestly, if you're driving this morning, seriously, friends, yeah, please be careful. It's
all right.
Very, very foggy. But I am just ecstatic. I'll come up to the station, because you know what the Facebook Live moment is?
What?
It's when I leave after the morning show to go to my meeting, and when I get to the bottom of Blue Hill, I can turn left and go the opposite way now.
I don't know, man. I don't think anybody cares about that. I think people want to see the traffic light right now.
Right now?
You can be a few more minutes late for work. Nobody else is here. What the hell? You know what I mean?
Just go. All right. We'll go Facebook Live.
All right. Very good. Watch for it. Laura's going Facebook Live as we see the traffic light on Duke and Water Street for the first time.
Okay, hold on. I need to find, a safer place to park.
Well, you go park. You just go park and get out and run to the intersection of Duke and Water. It is open. Hallelujah. Let's leave the word temporary out of this, okay? Let's not even talk about Pine Knotter Days. Let's talk about the intersection being open. It's a glorious day, Central Pennsylvania. No more orange cones. No more crazy traffic patterns. And yes, few people coming off the island this morning. A glorious day. You can take a left. You can take a left turn at Water and King. Hallelujah. All right, that's enough of that. This is just too early. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. More exciting than Nori opening up the traffic today would be last night's debate. Boy, was that...
The debate was right here on NBC, and there was a lot of excitement in the building. It felt just like the Super Bowl, if 20 teams played the game over two nights and the winner wasn't decided for another year. But
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's here. After the Facebook Live video, check it out. It's an epic moment in Northumberland.
I feel like I should have done like I needed Rocky music or something.
You mean for the video?
Yes.
I got the Hallelujah.
I know. Yeah. I know that.
Back at the home base, we got that going on.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful
moment. What a beautiful moment. And here's the thing. It's like I never knew turning left was so important to me until it was taken away.
You know what? It's a God-given right to take a left,
And right? If someone takes it off you, this is America. You need your left turns. So you got it back today. That's great.
Even though I did take my left turns back, and then they put a cop there.
Well, yeah.
So that happened. There was that moment.
We talked about it on the radio.
Oopsie.
The next day, what a coincidence. There's a cop sitting there at the intersection.
Surprise.
Right at about the time you're coming through.
But even at the bottom of the hill here, I can turn left now. I can go towards Northumberland.
Yes.
So exciting.
Coming into work is about an 8-minute drive. Going home from work is about an hour. Not anymore.
Nope.
Now we just right over the bridge in Northumberland.
Right through.
It's a great day. It reminds me of a long time ago. Some might remember this. We actually did a live broadcast from the opening of the Veterans Memorial Bridge.
Oh, fun.
And one of my mentors, Jack Richards, did the broadcast, and people were wondering, much like when they were looking at you, Facebook Live, what, 35, 40 years later, what is that dude doing? Because Jack was standing there with a microphone. He had a station vehicle with him, at least.
Yep.
And he was broadcasting as traffic was let through. They cut the ribbons and all that. And here you are in Northumberland. You showed us the walkway, which is beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And it's safe. Before, honestly,
it's got a little retaining fence.
Yes, before.
It's like being at a NASCAR race.
Which is fine, because sometimes that strip of road is like a NASCAR race.
You never know.
But safety first. I'm actually, like I said on Facebook Live, I said, I'm not mad. I'm impressed.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm impressed. Good job, PennDOT, and your contractors.
All your subcontractors.
Subcontractors. I mean, wow. Day early.
It is indeed a historical day.
Take that, Riverside.
Yeah. 8 hours early, Riverside.
Oh,
how about
no.
24 hours
early.
Northumberland, reigning champ. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:44. All the hoopla this morning with Northumberland being open. Drive through there with a big smile on your face, folks.
It just puts you in such a good mood.
Yes, it does.
I can't say it enough. I can turn left.
You can turn left coming off the island bridges.
You can turn left coming from 15 if you wanted to go onto 11 North.
It's wonderful.
You can turn left at the bottom of County Line Road coming off of Blue Hill.
We would say right there at the traffic circle, but the traffic circle is history.
It is. It is history.
As is Ted's. You could turn right at Ted's Landing. Oh, wait. There is no Ted's Landing. But, I mean, you could go into Norrie now. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. So, but we won't mention that there is that July 8th date.
We need information on that. I wish Matt the News Guy was here today.
Same.
You can't just say it's temporarily open until after Pine Otter Days. What? So what is remaining open? What is closing? We don't know.
I don't think they're going to close the underpass again, honestly.
They gotta leave it open.
No, that's
it's
open. I think it might be more in the borough.
Yeah, like
of
coming
North
out on Front Street where they're still paving and doing stuff like that.
Yes, yes.
That might be it. But, you know, enjoy it this morning and consider yourself lucky. You could have been in Denver Sunday.
What happened there?
When GPS told a lot of people to follow me to freedom. Instead, they ended up in a mud field. It could have been scary, but it just ended out stupid.
It was supposed to be half the time. My thought was, well, all these other cars are in front of me, so it must be okay. So
yeah,
I just
continued.
And it spit us out onto a dirt road. And that's when I thought, oh, this was a bad decision. Why did Google send us out there to begin with? It just didn't make any sense. There was no turning back once you were there.
It's a failure of people not knowing how to read a map. People relying and blindly following their technology. You're driving. Google Maps isn't driving. Google Maps isn't perfect. You need to know where you're going.
Oh, said the Google Maps guy.
Right.
Sorry. There was a traffic jam. People punched up their Google Maps.
It showed them
the shortcut. The dirt road was now a mud road. 100 vehicles got stuck.
No way.
100 vehicles. It wasn't a hacker. It was Google Maps telling you to drive through the mud.
Do you know what I miss?
What's that?
The U.S. Road Atlas that's about as big as my head. Do you remember that big thing? You would flop it on your lap sitting in the passenger seat.
It wouldn't fit in a glove compartment. It wouldn't fit under the seat or in a cup holder. You had to put it in the trunk.
In the trunk.
It was in the trunk.
And then when you were going on a road trip, hold on a second. Let me get the road map. Let me get the atlas.
Mom was the navigator.
And you opened the trunk. And you yanked it out, and it covered your entire body as you sat in the passenger seat and decided which way to go on which interstate.
And you didn't have a mouse. You used
your index finger.
It followed along the red line.
It's good stuff.
You should go back to that. 94KX, Khalid. Can't we just talk? We'll do some talk coming up. We've got news. We've got sports. We've got AccuWeather. A lot of talk on TV last night. The great debate. Okay, maybe it wasn't so great. And I got to be honest with you, Laura. I didn't watch.
You didn't?
I don't talk politics. I don't talk religion.
No, we really
don't. And I
don't
talk sex.
You try, but I always shut it down.
Well, sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say this. I didn't care at all about that last night. I mean, 20 candidates and then a few more that were DQ'd because they don't have enough support. I mean, I don't care.
Interestingly enough, the husband typically does.
Oh, really?
And he didn't either. He was like, it's too many. It's too much. I'll watch later.
It's too early.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I was outside last night.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't.
That's better
normally,
that you get your exercise.
Well, like, I don't normally watch TV in the evenings. I'm typically, like, at the farm mm-hmm. with ponies, walking dogs, maybe hanging out at Knoebels. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't.
I had a funny clip from Fallon where he had a comedian on who talked about the fact that you don't really know what you're looking at when you watch a debate and everybody's dressed the same.
Mm-hmm.
They all have the same haircuts. They all sip their water the same while standing at the podium. He was saying that somebody had to really spice it up and, like, wear a tracksuit. Mark, one of those.
Oh, yeah. Just to, like, catch your eye.
Yeah.
A couple of the candidates did respond to questions in Spanish, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's coming up in our late night soundbite mm-hmm. next hour because it was cool, but then it was so impromptu that nobody knew what was going on. They were all checking their remotes for the SAP button. You know, oh, hey, my TV's going nuts. You know, it's just like, it was just had this weirdness to it. So I decided, no, not going to watch. We'll do late night sound bites and all giggle about it. I think it's like the early rounds of the NCAA tournament, or maybe basketball or hockey. The playoffs go on forever. Like, who cares about the, let's wait till it gets.
Till it gets down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Like, I've said this, and actually, my mother has said this. You really only ever need to watch, like, the last 4 minutes of any sporting event. That's kind of like the political debate.
There it is.
You only need to watch, like, the last, like, when it's down to two.
That's right.
The last 4 minutes.
Hey, come on in. Look at this, honey. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. That's what you want to see.
Exactly.
News is next. 94KX. She's a beauty. The all-new Northumberland Underpass. It is open this morning. If you were with us early this morning, you missed Monumental Radio. You know, just in case you did miss it, Northumberland is now open for Pine Otter Days. And that, my friends. People are rejoicing in Central PA. And Laura from Tom and Laura was there this morning.
Oh my God.
So what are you going to do? What, are you going to camp out there all day?
Yes.
And she did for just a little while.
I had to have a moment with the underpass.
A spiritual moment.
It was a spiritual experience for me.
And it offset all the cussing we did for months.
It did. There was no cursing this morning. There was just,
beautiful.
Like the song says, jubilation.
Jubilation. And then you win Facebook Live and it's already getting amazing hits.
You know what, though? I want people to know as they wake up and they think about their morning commute this morning, if you didn't get that daily item alert yesterday or late yesterday,
right?
It's open this morning. You don't have to take 17 different roads to simply go from one side of the river to the other. You can either take the Veterans Memorial Bridge.
Right.
Or you can take the underpass. And then you can even turn left.
You can turn left
everywhere.
Coming off the Priestley Bridge.
I'm not being sarcastic at all when I say it brought me joy this morning.
It brought us great joy.
I feel bad for the people of Northumberland, though, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's just a tease.
I know. We're checking into this, people. Now, don't.
Not the news guys off.
Yep. Don't get spoiled on this whole thing because it's only open for Pine Nutter Days. What?
And then July 8th, like, construction resumes, work resumes.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. So we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Mark Lawrence or Matt the News Guy, they already have a phone call into PennDOT to find out what that means, because I'm sure there's still some paving work and stuff to do, but I can't imagine that they would close the underpass again.
So don't let the blinky sign saying that it's temporary and it resumes on July 8th. Don't let it bother you. For now, rejoice!
Jubilate.
Northumberland is open. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV and more talk on that debate.
Biggest early moment was a linguistic surprise from Beto O'Rourke.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona.
Not entirely sure why he felt he had to do that. He's either trying to lock up the Hispanic vote or he's running for embarrassing dad at a Mexican restaurant.
En el éxito de esta economía.
Trump was watching like, crap, did I hit the SAP button? What is it? What is it?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The sign is blinking and it says the road is open, but it says it's temporary because of Pine Nutter Days. Who cares? We'll take care of it after Pine Nutter Days. But for now, Northumberland is open. You saw the sign. Enjoy it this morning. Celebrity birthdays are what we call birthday buddies. There aren't any musical celebrity birthday. So I'm kind of disappointed that not only aren't there any musical birthdays, but News Guy Matt isn't with us, so he doesn't have the chance to sing. I guess there's a couple of country people, but Lori Morgan, a country singer, is 60 years old today. But I don't even know who she is. I think she's a distant cousin of mine, actually. It's one of those things. So if you know who she is, you could sing Tom and Laura's birthday buddies with a twang in it, but it is time for Tom and Laura's birthday!
Y'all.
Are you ready?
No.
Oh, okay.
I had to clear my throat.
Sports Center? Well, yeah. What's up with him? He can do birthday buddies with
us. I don't know. He ran away.
He runs away when it's time to do the... All right. Happy birthday to Bill O'Rourke from Milton. He's 68 years old.
A big happy birthday to Aaron Swanson Batman from Milton, 48 today.
Carly Strasser from Northumberland is 24.
Jared Wallace is also 24.
Carol Kirznowski from Cole Township is 65 today.
Lindsay Rupp from Montoursville is 32.
Cheryl Whitesill is 49. Happy birthday.
Shara Shopsy, I hope I pronounced that right, okay, from Sunbury is 35.
Happy birthday to Connie Piercy, 46 today.
Stephen Wilkinson from Sunbury is 59.
Deborah Hackenberg from Middleburg is 60 years old today. Nothing on the 94KX eQuest and nothing on the Text Club.
And nothing on the Book of Faces.
All right, but everybody does have a birthday, correct?
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can call us on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Text us at 49330. Message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Or you can always send an email to eQuest@WQKX.com. Each and every weekday morning, right around this time, it's Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. What a summer it has been already. And the party continues. I say we clink glasses.
Yes, indeed, we should. We should clink glasses.
Not just any glasses.
By Glass Ridge Winery Wine.
Yes. Shall we do it?
Like that white sangria that I was drinking all Tuesday night.
And you may tomorrow night, too.
I probably will.
It's all about Spyglass all summer long with 94KX.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
That's right. We are going to take caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX for those VIP tickets to see Marshall Tucker, The Outlaws, and Molly Hatchet. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 9 on the Ford Fun Line.
All right.
Who's this?
Jack.
Hey, Jack. Where are you from?
Overlook.
Overlook. All right. The Marshall Tucker Band, The Outlaws, and then Molly Hatchet. Friday night at Spyglass.
All right. I was just there.
Yeah.
Were you there at Chicago, too?
Yes, I was.
Awesome.
They're going to start recognizing you, Jack.
Yeah, I don't miss a show.
Well, you are in VIP style, friend, with food catered by Honor Roll, Spyglass Wine, and Three Beards Beer in the 94KX VIP tent.
All right.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You get ready for that morning commute. Nori is open. It's your luck. It's your Kim Lucky day.
It is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. News is next. We'll talk about it. Also on the way, sports and AccuWeather. This story struck me this morning. I don't know if you've seen it on social media. First of all, I got to ask you, do you believe that humans somewhere have been sucked into a spaceship and probed and then dropped back down to Earth?
I feel like there has to be life elsewhere.
Right, but that's not what I asked.
No.
So do you believe, because it's like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Okay. I love the alien abduction skits on Saturday Night Live.
So do I.
Kate McKinnon kills it every single time.
But do you believe that has actually happened?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
Do you?
No, and this is why this story is so strange. A very small town in Mississippi unveiled their historical marker last weekend.
Is it a spaceship?
To honor a 64-year-old guy's alien abduction back in 1973 when he was just a boy fishing with his buddies.
Are you sure that he didn't eat some magical mushrooms when he was fishing with his buddies?
There it is, Laura. There it is. But the town has lived with this story.
Do you know what? Let them. If that's what they believe, that's what they believe. I like their gumption.
Do you really?
I do.
Because listen to this guy.
Oh, boy.
It does mean a lot. It meant a lot, all my family coming and Charlie's family coming down here today. But this means so much to have, especially the city in Jackson County and Pascagoula to recognize this.
This is absolutely a thrill for me, especially after meeting Mr. Parker.
I think it's all wonderful. I've been waiting for something like this for years. I just wish my dad was here to see it, and he would have been very proud.
It's emotional to me. I can't really describe it because I'll break out in tears if I do. And I wish when I die, I could be buried right here under this
plaque. Bless his heart.
That would explain it the best that I can say. It was quite an honor.
Okay, Mr.
Bless
Parker.
His heart.
Oh, now it touched
Bless
you because I played
it
the
did.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, if he had some kind of psychotic break and believes that he was abducted by aliens and he is clinging to that since
73? Yeah.
Fine.
So you're okay with it?
All right, your truth, Mr. Parker. And if you want to be buried there, I say, just make sure it's in the will so your family, you know, follows your last wishes.
All right. Very nice of you, Laura. Very nice of you.
Live your truth.
I just say stay off the crack pipe, okay? Just stop.
Oh my God.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. And the segment we love called Tom and Laura Live, where we bring guests from the community into the studio, and you get to find out what's going on. And then later, you could attach yourself to our social media pages and find out even more, because you're driving to work now. It's time to eat some sandwiches in Sunbury. Now, we did this last year, and it was a lot of fun, so we're doing it again.
It's all part of Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. And last year, it was really, really cool because they had right around 15 different participating downtown restaurants and sandwich shops. This year, there's 17, and it truly is a stroll. But I don't want to steal anyone's thunder.
Okay.
So we'll go to the expert.
Tell us about this sandwich stroll in Sunbury.
Okay. Good morning, Tom and Laura.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem.
I am here on behalf of Sunbury's Revitalization to talk about the sandwich stroll. We're doing the second annual sandwich stroll, and we're really excited. This year, we have, I believe, 17 participants, and we have, I'll name them just so that you can get a little preview, Ali's Deli, B&G's, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Cochina Tica, thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
Dynamic Wings, Frank and Melly's Chicken, Little Addie's, Marlin's Sub Shop, Mary's Jams, Jellies, and more, McGuigan's, OIP, Pop Snyder's, Route 61 Roadhouse, Sunbury Sub Shop, The Dip-In, The Edison Restaurant, and The Squeeze-In. So you will hear some of the been around a long time guys, and
yes,
then some really new places that we are so excited to have both in our community and as a part of the sandwich stroll this year.
That's exactly what I was going to mention. Like the old standards, you know, you got your Squeeze In, you got your Edison, but then the new places that people might not be aware of.
So, Amy, I feel like you mentioned two places, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro and Cochina Tica, that folks might not have tried before, right? Mm-hmm.
I think probably they've only been around a short time. I know Big Mama's just opened a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
And they've been getting some really great reviews on Facebook. And
that's awesome.
I've talked to a lot of people that have visited. It's wonderful. I did actually try it the week they opened. So look forward.
So tell us the concept if we don't know what this sandwich store is.
I was going to say, because our very own Kyle Alexander will actually be involved in this on Saturday morning while you and I are in Union County at the 4th of July parade.
Yeah.
So there's tickets, but it's not like you have to purchase tickets to get to the event, right?
Correct. So yes, Kyle is joining us. You guys have to miss it again, and I'm really sorry about that for you.
So my, he gets the assignment of eating a lot, and we stroll through a parade.
Well, maybe if you get done quickly, because it is from 11 to 2,
okay.
So maybe you can join us. The tickets are available at Eventbrite. The ticket books will be sold. There's 10 tickets per book, and each ticket is for a sample. So the vendors will be providing a 2-bite sample. If you can make your way through 30, 35 bites throughout the day, I wish you the best of luck. I think I'm going to try and choose some favorites or some new things that I haven't tried. So you go around, you hand in your ticket, you get a sample from each restaurant. We are going to have music set up this year, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. The tickets are available on Eventbrite.
Right.
And then SRI is going to be set up in the park instead of in the Albright Center. Their new location's in the Albright Center, but we're going to set up in Cameron Park. There's going to be a couple musicians playing in Cameron Park. So Chuck Steak and Keith Bossert are going to entertain us in the park.
Cool, cool.
And then at the Roadhouse, we're going to have Kenny Jenkins, and I'm a little preferential to the other musician, Ed Kreps, happens to be my husband. We'll be playing at the Route 61 Roadhouse.
Well, this sounds like it gets bigger and better every year, so we're looking forward to it, and Kyle gets the fun draw. Not that a parade isn't fun, but don't you wish we could have loaded up the KXUV with sandwiches and just eaten all through the parade?
Don't you think? I'm sure that like our pal Chef Brian at the Edison would save us some.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that the Squeeze Inn and the Roadhouse, they'd probably do the same thing. That
there
if we just exit Lewisburg when we're done with the parade and just make a beeline for downtown Sunbury.
Cameron Park, yes.
Yes, just head straight down. We'll have a cooler ready for you just in case people started to pack up.
There you go. Well, I love what SRI is doing, I got to tell you, because it's not your average stuff that a town would do. I mean, a sandwich stroll is a cool idea.
Yeah, we talked about this, and actually Peterson, who I believe was on yesterday with Mark, did a really great job in coming up with this concept. SRI has been, you know, a lot of focus on businesses and bringing in new businesses and retention of our existing businesses. But we're really trying to drive an effort to bringing our community together. And I got to tell you that last year on the beautiful Saturday that we had it, seeing people that you don't often get to see and hearing all the participants talk about how nice it was having people in and out of their restaurants and having the community come together and stop by the SRI office last year and say, this is awesome. You get to see and talk to people and just, you know, it really has worked out the way that we are hoping. And we're looking for a little bit bigger crowd this year. We are going to cut tickets off because the restaurants have to be ready and prepared for the amount. So we've sold a little over 100. I think they're going to cap somewhere around 150. I could be mistaken, but you better get on Eventbrite or be to Cameron Park real early to buy some tickets that morning.
Great weather and great job by SRI. We'll link it up, right?
Yes, we will. If you would like tickets, we'll post the link right now on the 94KX Facebook page. 10 tickets for $10. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday than in Sunbury eating some good grub.
Yum.
Amy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure to see you.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with some late night TV. And yeah, it's all about last night's debate.
Former Representative John Delaney appeared confused when he was the first candidate asked to give a closing statement. Said Delaney, sorry, even I forgot I was here.
Yes, we did. Here on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Maybe you're on the way to a long vacation weekend or whatever, and you're taking it right now. That's what News Guy Matt's doing. He'll be back Saturday, but
he will be. He's camping, him and his lovely wife, Lisa.
I can't picture that. I'm really sorry.
Honestly, me neither.
Because the guy, he hates insects. He always complains about weather. Mm-hmm. He has road rage. For such a nice guy, he suffers road rage. So
that's the New Jersey in him. It's the Jersey.
Yeah.
And the New York, the Long Island.
Yeah, it's the Long Island in him. And, you know, so I couldn't really picture him on a long road trip without driving his wife nuts. But
I think maybe she tempers him. She calms him down.
Like a mom, mm-hmm, instead of like a wife. Because the average parent will hear the phrase, "Are we there yet?" 16 times. The words, "How much longer?" 18 times. And the phrase, "I'm tired," 17 times while driving on vacation.
That's a lot.
There'll also be 11 bathroom breaks, 19 bouts of hunger, 13 snacks to dole out, and 16 car games. The average vacation drive is 2 hours and 53 minutes.
That's it?
Each way.
Yeah. That's it?
Well, unless you're going to Mount Rushmore, the Grand Canyon, yeah, I guess.
Fair enough. but I mean, in like the average beach is right around 4 hours away from central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, and then if you hit some traffic, they're on Route 1.
Ooh.
As you go down through Delaware.
How about 30 down there in Lancaster? Forget about
right?
it. They need a bypass. Anyway, the most popular card game we play? The license plate game.
Oh, I thought it was going to be I Spy.
I Spy came in number 2 and then 20 questions. The top reason we drive, it's cheaper than flying. Mm-hmm. Okay. And here's a good part, though, Mom and Dad. Despite all those annoying parts, 77% of parents still enjoy the car trip.
That's a great percentage.
Yeah,
77%.
All the while, I thought my mom enjoyed it and my dad couldn't stand it.
Was it the opposite?
I found out later that they both enjoyed it. They both really enjoyed it. And I did, too, raising 3 kids in the SUV. You know, you got all those questions. You had to play the car games.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy
it. I love road trips with my family. To this day, I still do. I love getting in the car with my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's one game that was missed, though. There's the license plate game and 20 questions and all that.
I'm afraid.
I Spy.
I'm afraid to ask, but what is it?
Here's one I got from a friend a long time ago, and when the kids got a little annoying, we played it. Okay,
Quaker
guys.
Quaker meeting.
It's time to play it. Maybe you have a different name for it. I said, it's time to play Dad's favorite game. And they go, no, not the statue game. Yep, we're going to play the statue game.
Oh, yeah, and everybody has to be quiet and still.
Yeah.
That we called it Quaker meeting. It's time to have a Quaker meeting. Because they never
excellent.
Talk.
Right.
They just get together.
Quaker meeting. All right. My kids would be asking for the oatmeal. News is next. Thank you, Joe. We're up to 71 already in our backyard.
Oof, it's going to be a scorcher. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg, where it's always worth the drive to Route 45.
Does everybody say scorcher when
scorcher.
You say that?
It's going to be a scorcher.
It's going to be a scorcher today. People go, no.
Scorcher. It's going to be a scorcher.
Scorcher today. Tom and Laura in the morning winding down with Phil Collins. Phil now has his teenage son playing the drums for him when he tours because all those years of banging the skins and he's a little arthritic. So he just does the vocals. Pretty cool. I've been waiting for a party weekend and I think we have one.
All of your life?
All of my life. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. All of your life.
Spyglass tomorrow, Marshall Tucker Band, The Outlaws, and Molly Hatchet. Saturday, the Sandwich Stroll in Sunbury. We heard about that. And, of course, the Lewisburg Veterans Parade. A big event in Lewisburg.
It basically caps off an entire week of celebrations. They really do such a nice job in Lewisburg celebrating the 4th of July leading up to the 4th of July.
And the fireworks wrap it all up, the Wise Market fireworks. But even better than the fireworks, you can catch the Blaze Alexander Ford fireworks soundtrack only on 94KX at 9:30.
Our man Sean Carey will be in Wolffield hosting the party. You're going to want to crank your radios, turn off your car lights, and just watch the spectacle. It's going to be a good time.
In the meantime, earlier in the day, Tom and Laura in the parade.
And Murphy, the morning show dog.
Oh, that's right. He cleared it with his agent. He'll be there.
He did. I had to, you know, work out his fees, but public appearance number 2.
It's all good. We'll see you Saturday somewhere. with 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with the chain smokers. Neither one of us a chain smoker.
No.
But,
Even though I love those two guys. I sound like it some mornings.
Only when you've been screaming all night long at Spyglass.
It's always like the second day after a night out that it hits me.
Yeah. So. Second? I'm always a little raspy.
Yes, you are. No, but like when I ran track, my coaches would always say that Thursday night was critical night for a Saturday meet, meaning like you needed to get your sleep
right
48 hours before. Like
so
that
your
was the night.
Clock
yes,
needs to readjust.
So it's always that second day after. So it's Thursday. We were partying on a Tuesday. The voice is showing it.
Mine is more hereditary.
Oh, okay.
All the more gonzo men turn into Clint Eastwood a little bit at a time. And all my cousins, my uncles, they're all football coaches.
Yeah.
All over the Northeast and all over the eastern part of the country. But they all have football coach voice. Like that George Curry kind of voice.
Exactly.
You know? So it's like, hey, Tommy, how you doing? How's the kids? Huh? It's like, does that hurt? No, what? What are you talking about? I'm slowly turning into that.
It's from screaming on the sidelines for 20 years.
Exactly. So my coaching days are over. I don't coach soccer anymore. My kids are all grown and gone, but I'm going to say, Sean Carey's next right here in 94KX.
You sounded like Sylvester Stallone there.
Have yourself a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.